We'll never touch it. It'll always be protected. You can and you will always be able to rely on it. We understand its importance. Those were some of the promises we've heard politicians make regarding Medicaid. As you've hopefully come to learn in recent days, many who made those promises, they were lying to you. The Trump GOP budget plan that barely passed the House this past week calls for spending cuts to fund tax cuts. Sounds good on the surface, doesn't it? That's until you learn who's getting the tax cuts and what programs are being cut to pay for those tax cuts. One of the programs in the crosshairs is Medicaid. With us now to examine the numbers and the impact of the plan is Chair of Protect Our Care, Leslie Dock. Thanks for being here today, Leslie.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and thank you for that very cogent introduction. You summarized it incredibly well.
And to learn more about this campaign and to share, because with a social media page, as you, I'm sure, have, and maybe several, communication of the facts and the truth is part of the mission at protectourcare.org. And, you know, you mentioned, Leslie, that, you know, the compliment for the introduction, but I'm certainly not a math major, but when this had been starting to have been talked about DOGE and their goals of, what was it, $2 trillion in cuts, just even a remedial look at the federal budget says, well, if they cut non-essential spending, that number ain't going to happen. So something's going to get in the crosshairs. And I guess we know now what that is, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I should just for the listeners be sure that they understand kind of how many Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care and who these people are, because they're your neighbors. You know, they're your parents. They're your grandparents. So 72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. And, you know, health care is the kitchen table issue around America. When anybody in a family gets sick, it takes over the conversation. If you can't afford health care, it drives you out of your mind, and it's also a matter of life and death. And the American people believe strongly that health care is too expensive, and they think that there is an important role of government to be sure that everyone has adequate health care and health insurance. And that's why only 14% of Americans say in polls that they want the federal government to spend less on health care. They want the government to spend more on health care.
And that's bipartisan, too. Republicans and Democrats say that.
Yeah, the numbers are exactly the same. So I'll just cite some of the, you know, kind of Trump and Republican voter ones to make your point. Only 14% of Republicans want the government to spend less on health care. 67% of Trump voters have a positive opinion of Medicaid. 38% of Trump voters say that they or somebody in their immediate family relies on Medicaid for their health care. And 74% of Trump voters oppose cutting funding to health care in order to pay for those big tax breaks for the ultra wealthy and big corporations that you mentioned earlier.
You, Leslie, we talked about that last week about who is indeed getting those cuts. And Leslie, you mentioned that 72 million number. I want to break that down a little further because of that. This is from Medicare and Medicaid itself. September of 2024, most recent numbers they put out, 41.7 million adults in Medicaid, 30.4 million children on Medicaid. So when people hear about cuts to Medicaid, this isn't just targeting adults. This is targeting kids with serious medical needs in many cases.
Without question. And, you know, it's 40% of all births in America. 20% of people struggling with mental illness get support from Medicaid. 60% of nursing home stays are paid for by Medicaid, as well as home health care, and over 1 million veterans with chronic conditions. So these are, and also, you know, people who work every day but don't have a job that pays them enough to afford health care. So these definitely are your neighbors, and they're members of your family, and they cut across all of America. You know, in the state of New Jersey, you know, just as an example, it's 21% of the citizens of New Jersey are covered by Medicaid.
And that was a program that was expanded in New Jersey by then Republican Governor Chris Christie, which surprised a lot of people at that time.
Yeah, and it was the right thing to do because, you know, that is what his constituents wanted to have happen.
Now, the attempt to cushion the blow of this plan, should it come to pass, I mean, obviously the Senate has to go along with it, too, for what the House passed to come to pass. But the attempt to buffer this is, well, the states can, and this is something, too, we do a feature every show reading from Project 2025, and this is a common theme all throughout that document. Well, we have the Fed stop paying, but at the states, if they want to, they could pick up the tab instead, which would be fine, I guess, because in effect, Medicaid is a state-federal government partnership. But if you look at the numbers, Leslie, it would add per person on Medicaid to the state responsibility anywhere between $1,500 to $3,200. And speaking on behalf of New Jersey, and I know we just had the governor brag about the incoming fiscal year budget surplus of $6 billion, kind of overlooked the fact that the state is $70 billion in debt. So we're not exactly, as many states probably aren't either, in a financial shape to take on the full load of Medicaid, are we?
No, you're not. I mean, I did a press conference alongside six Democratic governors because none of the Republican governors would show up. And they were just not only eloquent, but scary because, you know, most of them, they're in the middle of the legislative session. They have no idea what the cuts are going to be. They know they're going to be massive, and they can't even plan for this. So not only will people lose their health care, but it's going to be chaos, and it's going to send a ripple through these state budgets that will not only affect health care, but will affect other essential services. So it's a nightmare. And it's very typical of what this administration is doing. I mean, they just take the axe out, the ideological axe out. They're not thoughtful. They don't think about real people. They're all bluster. The people who suffer are the people who make this country great.
Dr. Leslie Dock, who is chair of Protect Our Care, protectourcare.org, their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, I know on your experience and with your organization, this is, like Yogi Berra used to say, deja vu all over again, because this is a throwback to what almost happened back in 2017, which is why your campaign, Hands Off Medicaid, is so important. Talk about what the process is, what the attack is that you're making, and what kind of defense is, and what you need to make things work again like you did back in 2017.
Besides the fact that we're trying to raise money to finance the campaign, I think what's really important here is that individual voters reach out to their elected officials and make the point about how angry they're going to be if this goes through. I don't have a direct New Jersey number in front of me, but I'll show you an example of a member in Pennsylvania. Congressman named Ryan McKenzie. He in the 7th Congressional District. He, like every other Republican in the House, voted for these massive tax cuts. His margin of victory in 2024 was 4,062 votes. The number of people who will rely on Medicaid for their health care in his congressional district alone in Pennsylvania, 215,000. So these members should be scared out of their minds about voting for these cuts, because, you know, their biggest, you know, goal in life is to get reelected. And this, you know, that math is daunting. 215,000 people in one congressional district. So this fight in the House isn't over yet. And so this is a case where these members know they're doing the wrong thing. Certainly they know they're doing the wrong thing politically, but they don't have the guts to stand up. They just don't have the guts to do what's right. But, you know, they need to do it even for their self-preservation. The biggest thing we can do is educate the public, make sure that those members of Congress know they're going to pay a price. We don't do election work, but, you know, this is an issue that will affect elections. But those members need to understand they're doing the wrong thing and doing a dangerous thing for their own future. And, you know, we can still win this thing.
And for you listening in New Jersey, as well as on the stream, wherever you happen to be, the two websites that you can look up your members of Congress, House.gov for obviously the House of Representatives, Senate.gov for the U.S. Senate. You'll see their D.C. office numbers on their respective pages, as well as their various district offices. So you can make a direct contact on multiple levels and express your, well, let's call it concern. There's no hostility is certainly something you're feeling when you hear about the details of what is being attempted here. But to approach it in a mature, effective way is how you make the difference, not with threats or stupidity, but with logic, information, and facts. And pose a question to the member if they are in support of what just passed the House. Why? And see what kind of explanation, what kind of answer you get back from them. That should tell you a lot as well. And to learn more about Protect Our Care and their hands-off Medicaid campaign, the website is protectourcare.org. He is their chair, Leslie Dock. Leslie, thank you for the empowerment you're giving people. We're seeing the voices rise at various town hall meetings with congressional members. I suspect those are going to disappear sooner versus later, too. But nevertheless, it's the voice of the people that will always have the final say, and you're helping that happen. Thanks for being here.
Well, I appreciate the time and all that you're doing to spread the word.